Opponents of same-sex marriage took the offensive this past week. The Vatican instructed Catholic lawmakers to speak out against gay marriage and to vote against any legislation that would legalize a union between partners of the same sex. And President Bush, in a Rose Garden news conference, was asked his position on an issue that has long been left to the states to govern.
I think it's very important for our society to respect each individual, to welcome those with good hearts, to be a welcoming country. On the other hand, that does not mean that somebody like me needs to compromise on an issue such as marriage. And that's really where the issue is headed here in Washington, and that is the definition of marriage. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. I believe a marriage is between a man and a woman, and I think we ought to codify that one way or the other, and we've got lawyers looking at the best way to do that.
Religion and politics have mingled uneasily throughout our nation's history. The issue of a politician's faith and his obligation to his elected duties was seriously debated when John F. Kennedy, a Catholic, ran for president in 1960. He addressed the matter in a speech to the Greater Houston Ministerial Association.
Contrary to common newspaper usage, I am not the Catholic candidate for president. I am the Democratic Party's candidate for president, who happens also to be a Catholic. I do not speak for my church on public matters, and the church does not speak for me. Whatever issue may come before me as president, if I should be elected, on birth control, divorce, censorship, gambling, or any other subject, I will make my decision in accordance with these views, in accordance with what my conscience tells me to be in the national interest, and without regard to outside religious pressure or dictates.
Former Vermont Democratic legislator Cheryl Hooker, a Catholic, has experienced the conflict between her church's dictates and her interpretation of her state's best interests. In 2000, Hooker voted for legislation which legalized civil unions between same-sex partners. We spoke with Cheryl Hooker this weekend from her home in Rutland, Vermont. She had this reaction to the past week's statement from the Vatican.
I guess I was saddened by it because it brings up a lot of the emotions that I have gone through with civil unions, myself certainly and other legislators from Vermont. It's been 3 years since the civil union law was put into place, and you know the sky hasn't fallen in Vermont, and I was hoping that things were sort of leveling out on that issue.
What are the images and emotions it brought back from 3 years ago? Explain.
Well, it's the separation of church and state again, that very difficult balance between your faith and what you have been elected to do. And that was a very difficult thing during the civil union debate, and certainly it's a difficult thing in many matters, but that was particularly poignant in 2000 when we were going through the civil union legislation. The kind of divisiveness that this particular discussion brings out, because once the discussion was over, everything sort of quieted down, and it's only when it's being riled up again that the sides start to form.
During that discussion, was there any kind of pressure, any kind of leaning on you by the church to vote against the civil union bill?
Well, certainly the church was opposed to the legislation, and I guess I could understand that from the church's point of view. I wasn't approached personally by our bishop, but others in the legislature were, and I know some friends who had a very difficult time attending Mass because there was a lot of talk from the pulpit. In my own church, there were a couple of opposing views. One of our priests was adamantly against the civil union legislation, and the other was quietly supportive. So I didn't feel that I was totally alienated, but I know a friend who was singled out in his parish
What about the congregants at your church who are also your constituents? What about when you're getting together in the parish hall for coffee and donuts after Mass?
It's been very interesting, Leanne, because I had served from 1990 off and on in this district, the district that I was born in. So I had a lot of support, and yet during the election in November, the election following the Civil Union debate, I had a lot of people say, you know, I can't put your sign up this time. You know, we support you, but I can't do that. You know, my neighbors would be offended and the like. I ended up being the only Democrat elected from the city of Rutland that year.
And that was in the year 2000?
The year 2000. The other three Democrats who had voted for Civil Union were not elected.
And but when you ran in 2002, you ran against an opponent of Civil Unions and you lost.
I did, but I had been redistricted.
Hmm. Any regrets?
None. My only regret is that not everyone is accepting of one another. Not that you have to engage in the same types of behavior, not that you have to say, you know, this is the right way and there's no other way. I think that we need to accept one another. And certainly I agree with the president. You know, we have to be open to these, to everyone. I certainly agree with President Kennedy's quote about being there for all of the people, not just a particular segment of society. And so when someone is being cut out, left out, then that's where the politician has to step in and say, well, you know, these people deserve the same right.
Former Vermont legislator Cheryl Hooker, she joined us by phone from her home in Rutland, Vermont. She was originally interviewed on this subject last week on WBUR's Here and Now. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.